What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you come back to a clean house and deck, it looks gorgeous. Nearly 2,000 five-star Google reviews. Yeah, they're the real deal. Mention Sandra, get $70 off any service. Don't wait. Book now. WiseGuysProWash.com.
The coolest summer starts at Target with up to 50% off select Sun Squad pool and outdoor toys and 20% off select favorite day treats with Target Circle. Discover inflatable pools and outdoor toys that'll surely make a big splash this season while you keep it cool and sweet with the most shareable cookies and frozen snacks under the sun. Hurry! Now through Memorial Day, save up to 50% on select Sun Squad toys and 20% on select favorite day treats with Target Circle, only at Target. Restrictions apply.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
It's May Madness with 92.9 The Game and the Georgia Lottery. Listen for your chance to win tickets to the Atlanta United game, Wednesday, May 28th versus Orlando. Register on the game's contest page for your chance to win four lower-level tickets and a Georgia Lottery gift box. All brought to you by the Georgia Lottery. Visit GALottery.com to find a retailer near you. That's GALottery.com. Today could be the day.
This report is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
Skip the hassle of constant cleaning and sell your home stress-free with a guaranteed offer from Mark Spain Real Estate. Find out what your guaranteed offer would be and close in as little as 21 days. There's no obligation. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today. That's markspain.com and start packing.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The home for our Falcons.
10-5! Touchdown!
WZGC Atlanta and WZGC HD1.
Atlanta Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
An Odyssey Sports Station.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game headlines. Brought to you by Bader Law. You deserve the best. Go to BaderLaw.com. That's BaderLaw.com.
Spencer Strider's return to the mound Tuesday night came with some hiccups as the righty gave up four runs in the loss while the Braves offense failed to score outside the second inning. OKC took game one of the Western Conference Finals with a 26-point blowout over the Timberwolves. The Dream withstood a second-half rally by Caitlin Clark and the Fever to earn Atlanta's first win of the season. I'm Caleb Johnson.
It's 3 o'clock.
Jackson Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
This is completely BS. This is shame. They had to win tonight? If that's the case, just let us know so we don't show up for the game. Just give them a win.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, I got to address this. Kev Fisher.
Lay it on me, man.
Kev Fisher. What's up, Kev? Kev says, like Mike said. Sorry, had to do it. He says, who's been hurt by this? I never said anybody was. What I'm telling you is the NFL has claimed and has said that, and I want to quote here, their health and safety committee also presented information to the owners. I never said that was the case. What I'm saying is entertainment and safety are the two things the NFL wants to tell you that they're concerned about.
Right.
Now, Kev Fisher, goes on to say, entertaining is winning. Kev, it's not entertaining when you do it four, five, six times in a row. It's why we don't shoot free throws the entire NBA game. Boring.
Well, sometimes it happens. Put guys on
and it's boring as hell. Wake me when it's over. I want to see action, Mike. I want to see some booty shaking.
But
I want to see some action.
Right, but if you can't make your free throws until they change that rule book, you can put a clown on the line who gets weak in the knees when he comes to hitting a free throw.
Do you guys remember Hack a Shaq?
Yep.
You guys remember this?
Right.
Boring. It was a tactic. Worked.
Hey, we had the four corners. They made that go away, too, because it was boring. We went to a 24-second clock or a 40-second clock
in
college.
And what the rule book now says is you can't just randomly foul a guy down the court because you want to shoot free throws. They changed the rule. Kev, here's my point. That's not entertaining when you do it four, five, six times in a row. He says they're not doing it every play. That's not the point. We've seen the Eagles do this multiple times in a drive, and more importantly, especially when they get in the red zone. So that is just my beef. That's my own thing as a football fan. It doesn't mean that you have to agree with it. But when we talk about this play, and I love this too, when a guy says, guys, it's illegal for the defense to line up, because I said, what are you going to do, line up 11 guys over the center? If you're joining us right now and you're wondering what's going on or why we're talking about this, the tush push was not banned today by the owners. 22-10, they were two votes below what they needed to get it banned. But he says, Mike, the defense cannot line up in the same fashion in which the offense can in the same manner. In the defensive lines, you can't push the nose guard and the defensive tackle.
Right.
And that's to your point. But again, I guess enough owners said, well, we'll see how it plays out.
I mean, my only feeling on this is, it's not like I disagree with Carl. Aesthetically, it's not a great play to watch. I understand that aspect of it. And that's the only reason why Roger Goodell's, trumped up his safety committee to say we got to move this along. It's just a rubber stamp for Goodell. Doesn't like it. They realize that it's not appealing. It doesn't make for good television. Unless you're an Eagles fan. Unless you're the Eagles. Unless you're winning. If the Falcons had adapted this 5 years ago and we couldn't get a yard, if we had used the tush push to beat the Eagles in 2017 instead of Matt's ill-fated attempt to throw to Julio where they mugged him in the end zone, also no call on that one because the refs don't have the balls to throw pass interference on the final play of the game.
They wouldn't have made it out of the stadium.
Maybe we should make a rule for that one. I barely made it out of the stadium and we lost the game.
That's my point.
But I'm just saying that, if it's all relative. If we are a team, I can think of, as I said, going all the way back to the early days of Matt Ryan, even with the Burner Turner, we're not great in short yardage. We've never been a good short yardage fourth and one team. So if that's a play, if we developed it, we might feel differently about that. But unfortunately, because a lot of teams, whether it's coaches or it's the offensive coordinator, they have their egos and their playbooks, and they won't, or whatever reason, have the desire to copycat an effective play. Now, some of it is personnel. Eagles got a great offensive line, and they got a quarterback that's built like a blank house to do it.
404-726-0929. By the way, follow us on social media, like Kev, at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes, and at Mike Bell ATL. Of course, the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. If you missed our conversation, start the show about this, you can go check it out at Odyssey.com. It is there. Download the app. You can listen that way, guys, no matter where you are, and stay in tune with everything that's going on with this program and much more. All right, coming up, we are going to talk to our buddy Josh Kendall. He is saying, Mike, Xavier Watts and Billy Bowman are going to be fire and ice. Okay, these are two of the safeties, guys, that we drafted. We're going to get into that conversation with Josh.
Oh, we could call them Tango and Cash. Yes, I do like that. We'll get into Josh's take because if the secondary and that front seven are playing that complimentary football, we will be that better defense.
No doubt. And we'll talk about the schedule with him as well. That's on the way in about 10 minutes. Right now, though, let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down. Let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, let's talk about what else is going on, Mike. The Lions pulled their proposal for playoff seeding. they basically are saying, oh, you know what? Let's just keep things the way they are. So they pull this from the owners even attempting to vote on this. Do you think they knew this wasn't going to pass? And so they said, all right, you know what? Let's pull it.
Yeah, man. The idea that, you know, again, think about a team that is trying to climb that ladder and finally wins their division, and you weren't going to get home field. I mean, I didn't like that one either. So, again, you know, if you want to maybe, as we said yesterday, the compromise, reseed, which is part of the proposal, reseeding after that first round. So at least the team, if they got 8 or 9 wins, they get at least one home game, and then they're reseeded. Not a fan of that either, but I can understand maybe splitting the baby. But we're going to table that one for another year, and we'll see how it goes. Now, if somebody loses, if you're like a 14-win team and you got to go play a 9-win team on the road, ooh, you know, that might be one that pushes the owners over the top on that one. We'll see.
We will. Joe Burrow, by the way, is upset. I kind of feel him on this. This is, from a scheduling standpoint, the fourth straight year that they're going to play the Ravens in primetime at the Ravens. They can't get a game in Cincinnati in primetime, even though this is a division rival, and Joe Burrow was asked about it. Listen to this.
You know, playing in Baltimore for the fourth straight primetime year isn't ideal. Maybe we could get one of those in Cincinnati next year, please. Maybe an international game next year, too. You know, I think, you know, part of the reason I wanted to do the quarterback show, I wanted to help grow the game internationally. And so to not have a stage like that is a little disappointing because, you know, I feel like I've consciously worked hard to try to grow the game internationally over the last 18 months or so. So hopefully at some point in my career we can go over there.
Oh, check out the big ego on Joe Burrow. You know, hey, it'd be nice for me to be at home in my own bed for the holidays. Jeez. Gotta go play football on the holidays. Oh, brother.
Look, he's a dude. I love Joe Burrow's game. Guys, 49-18. 49-18. That's how many yards he threw for 43 touchdowns, 9 picks. Defense was terrible. And game after game, it was like, if I don't throw 5 touchdowns, we're losing. Week after week. If he had any semblance, Mike, of a defense,
right,
the Bengals may be playing for the Super Bowl. He is so damn good when healthy, and that's been the other issue because every year he starts the season injured, and then they got to fight to try to get back in it. But that is interesting, basically, Mike. Let's see how much weight he has. Let's see what happens next year with Burrow coming out and saying this.
Yeah, look, I like Burrow. I like his swag. I mean, his team, I just think they're fundamentally flawed, unless they're going to really hit the ground running. Isn't Shamar Stewart holding out now?
Yes, he's not in camp because of the way the bonuses are structured in his rookie deal.
Okay. I mean, it's always Cincinnati, guys. It's like we talked, there's certain owners that are just, you know, things that are generally simple and get done, like, that with other teams take an extra few weeks or months with the Bengals because the Brown family is as cheap as the day is long. And that's their defense, man. You're right. How are they going to be able to pull this thing off? You hear what Hendrickson has to say about it? I mean, that's a team which is they're, you're wasting. You went to the Super Bowl 2 years, 3 years ago now. You're wasting this team's nucleus of these stars.
Oh, that's true because now you've got all your guys signed, especially on offense. Meanwhile, the NFL is warning fans not to sell a majority of their season tickets. What do you mean they're warning fans? Fans can do whatever the hell they want. We buy these tickets.
I mean, okay, in our case, I know sore subject, people up at Flowery Branch don't listen. Earmuffs. You put the personal seat license in, I don't know, what is it, a third of NFL cities now have it in their stadiums? It's how stadiums get built. So, you know, the personal seat license is a scam, and it's the biggest ripoff in sports. And now you take a guy that was, you know, paying a simple freight every year, renew, and now he's got to add this, you know, surcharge on top. Some cases, it's you got to at least eat one game to recoup and pay for the rest of your tickets, you know, plus the parking, the hot dogs for the kids. So I don't like it. But, I mean, for instance, and I said when the schedule came out when you were on vacation, I hope we get off to a great start so a lot of people aren't selling their Bills tickets.
Because
The Bills Mafia will come down here and pay through the nose to come down to Atlanta.
No doubt. They travel well. That's absolutely right, Mike. And there are about 20 teams, according to Day Day, that have PSLs. Okay. Remember, Tennessee's about to get a new stadium, right?
Remember the time we explained to the Carolina fans at the
they were hot.
It was the Mariota grenade toss game in the rain, and they were asking us about, they're saying the new owner wants, Tepper wants a new stadium.
He does.
Right, he can't get it. He's going to try to do improvements on Bank of America.
Yep.
But we explained to them how the PSL worked. You want to see some. And then it was like, what did you say? Next, you know, Carl and I are giving a lecture on PSLs to about 10 Carolina fans.
Yeah, because a lot of those fans, like former Falcon fans, have been season ticket holders for 20 years, and they haven't paid in addition to what they paid for their season tickets. That idea was like so foreign to them. Right. Like, wait a minute, what do you mean? So then what happens when the seat is not, okay, when a concert comes, what happens? Like, they are asking us all these questions.
Right.
And we're like, well, look, it depends on how, what level of seating right. that you're going to be at. Anyways, long story short, I just think when the NFL says this, they are basically saying, hey, we would love to see a majority of the season ticket holders in all of our cities with all of our teams create those real home field advantages. The problem is, Mike, product. The product is not good. I don't care what city you're in. There are only a few cities that this happens in. Green Bay, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, right. okay? There's only a few cities where you go, we're going to go up there, man. It's going to be hard to get a ticket, and these fools are going to be acting up. I mean, everywhere else you can go and get a damn ticket.
Giants and Jets now. It's, you know, it's unthinkable. When I was a young kid, you know, Giants and Jets fans, those season tickets, they were a waiting list. You know, there when I lived in D.C., the Redskins, and there soon will be because the product's getting so much better for the Commanders.
Agreed.
They get that new stadium behind the Capitol. That's going to be popping. But getting back to the point, yeah, you can get – it's easy now to get Giants and Jets tickets. Think about that. That's like crazy. Look at the situation. I mean, talk about the Rams. The worst situation is the Chargers because the Chargers are basically they're a team without a city. They were San Diego. Only a small amount of Charger fans make that commute, Carl, to watch them at home. So what you get, that's why part of the reason I think the Chargers chose the Brazil game for the Chiefs. They don't want to have 40,000 or 50,000 Chiefs fans invading SoFi. So good luck with that. You know, you've created this. And again, just like the NFL with gambling, you know, you don't want players gambling. I get that. And we understand you want to sanctity the game. You know, when your partner's in bed with Ticketmaster and StubHub and all these guys, and you're telling fans not to sell your tickets, what?
Yeah, I don't like it. All right.
Hey, by the way, a quick note. Mark Davis, he of the bowl haircut, says there's a vision with the Raiders, and Tom Brady is part of that vision. And we've talked about how much of a stamp is he involved with that team and how the new look Raiders are going to be. And that's why he's not so good on TV. He can't talk to the other teams. He's busy working on the Raiders.
He, Pete Carroll says they've talked numerous times leading up to the draft and throughout the course of the process of the kind of culture they're trying to build. Mike, you're absolutely right. Behind the scenes, he may not be present physically like we're not seeing. He's there. He is definitely having a role. All right, man, coming up, Josh Kendall's going to join us. We'll talk about our Falcons. Speaking of the Tush Push, we'll ask Josh this question, all right? We'll see what he has to say about what he thinks about it and if we are going to maybe incorporate this play that remains in the NFL and everybody's still complaining about it, including me, Stukes.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Talking about what the owners, NFL owners approved, what they didn't approve. One thing I do like now is under last year's rules, you could only do an onside kick in the fourth quarter. Boo. Why are you affecting the strategy of the game? And here's the thing, too. Look, you got to have your team prepared for all scenarios. Everything. It's what makes football so interesting. There's a chance they might run a fake here. There's a chance they might have an onside kick. Right. There's a chance they might run a fake field goal. Like, all scenarios. You got to have everything, all your bases covered. And knowing that you can only potentially do an onside kick in the fourth quarter took away a lot of strategy. Yeah,
here it's coming. I mean, one of the great all-time special teams plays in the history of the Super Bowl was, let's be honest, give him credit where credit's due, Sean Payton and the Saints coming out with that onside kick against the Colts in the rain. Nobody saw that one coming. Changed the game.
Got to be prepared for it. When we talk about three phases of the game, offense, defense, special teams,
right,
it matters. So now teams can declare, and again, the reason for this, safety. They can declare an onside kick at any point
again,
of the game.
When's the last time you saw somebody carted off the field on an onside kick?
Well, you're just not going to line up in an onside kick formation and kick it without notifying the other team because the other team has to have an opportunity to line up their guys.
But again, I'm still saying, you know, whether you know it's coming or not, I can't remember. I saw a guy's head come rolling off his body during an onside kick.
Well, I will tell you, though, there's been some violent onside kicks because you're trying to blow up people to get to the ball.
True that.
So when the old onside kick, it used to be a lot of violence in those plays. Not as much, Mike, because they moved it closer, and now it's a wrestling match. But nevertheless, you can now do that as long as you declare an onside kick at any point in the game. Mike, as long as you are trailing.
Right.
Falcons down 10-7 the second quarter. Hey, we're going to go onside kick. Still takes a little bit of away. It takes away from it because I'm telling the other team. And so anyways, whatever. But that did change today. And they also changed again where it will be taken from. 34-yard line instead of the 35-yard line. And the players on the kicking team will line up 1 yard closer to where the ball can be recovered. So they're trying to give him a little bit of an
advantage. I had a couple guys on the text line agree. Some guys disagree with me earlier. We were talking about, you know, there are certain inherent risks to sports. And if you sort of, you know, legislate them or rule, use the rule book to knock them out of the game itself, the essence of the game starts to go away. Football's a violent game. Now, if I had a little kid, would I want my kid playing Pop Warner right off the jump? No, I might wait till he's, you know, maybe puberty. I know something David Pollack talked about with us a few months back. And then, you know, you worry about the contact and the helmet to helmet. I understand all that. But still, as a fan, you know, you want what a lot of us grew up with. Maybe for younger generations, it doesn't mean as much.
Yeah.
Because they missed out on the kind of violent nature that the NFL was 30 years ago.
So, talking about this, by the way, Josh Kendall is going to join us next hour. He is in the middle of something right now, and literally we'll get a chance to talk to him an hour from now around 4:20. So make sure you stay tuned for that as he covers the Falcons for The Athletic, does a terrific job, and we'll get his thoughts on a lot of the stuff that's going down, not only with the owners' meetings, but the Falcons in general. And he had a chance to catch up with Xavier Watts, as we did, and Billy Bowman, the safety out of or the nickelback, however you want to describe it, out of Oklahoma, and a really good piece on both of those guys and how they might affect our defense. So we'll get to Josh coming up next hour. Bottom line, though, today is the big two, which I thought were going to be the big topics of discussion was whether or not they were going to change the reseeding rule, which they didn't. It was taken off of the table. So they didn't even talk about it, didn't even vote on it. And then the tush push. And again, so many people reacting to this. And it's kind of interesting, Mike, to hear all of the reaction from different Falcon fans and just football fans in general, because you don't have to be a Falcon fan to say, I'm watching a game on Sunday or Thursday night or Monday, and I see this play, and do you like it? Do you not like it? What do you think about it? And I love all the fans who say, well, if we did it, it wouldn't be a problem. Maybe, maybe not. I think the NFL, do you think the NFL saw the Eagles win the Super Bowl the way they did, Mike, and said, a lot of these owners went, if we ban this, it's almost like we're doing this because of what the Eagles did.
And that's I don't know. I can't get to the thinking of, as far as, and if you look right now about who are the teams who voted against it, it's kind of interesting. I mean, as far as who's got their back and who doesn't, I do know that Ravens, Browns, Lions, Carl mentioned this earlier, Jaguars, the Dolphins, which I thought was interesting. That's a Shanahan guy. Right, Coach McDonald. The Patriots, I said to Carl earlier, I think Vrabel appreciates somebody thinking outside the box. You know, again, ultimately, Robert Kraft makes that judgment, but I wonder if he talks to his coaching staff about, hey, what do you think about this tush-push? Is this something, Mike, we're going to incorporate? I don't know. Maybe they would. And if someone's going to do it, Vrabel will, because there's no ego to bruise. If you figure out a better way
to win,
he's going to do it. Jets and Titans. Aaron Glenn and Woody Johnson ultimately making that decision. Thing I said earlier to Carl is, you know, you're telling me, you know, you've got a foolproof way to get a yard. If you're, you know, Matt LaFleur or Kyle Shanahan or Sean McVay, that's the thing. There's ego involved, guys. They'll never cop to it. But there's a level of hubris and there's a bit of, well, I don't want to be, you know, monkey see, monkey do. But, I mean, we're a team that ran a jet sweep on a 4th-and-1 over the years, even with Shanahan. We used to go finesse. You know, there were times sometimes you got the athletes, like Mike Vick was a force of nature. You can put him anywhere on the field on 4th down. They weren't going to stop him, right? But, I mean, this is one play that I think there's a lot of factors that determine why teams won't do it. But the biggest one is, I'm too smart for that. And that's why it's getting closer, but still it's going to be alive for one more season.
Well, look, it's to your point about the McDaniels of the world and even the Kyle Shanahans. These guys are such film rats that, Mike, they're always trying to create, you know, jet motion, for example, right? They're always trying to create something that throws a defense off to give you an advantage. And then other people, other offensive coordinators, when they see guys do it, it is a copycat league. But this is the one thing that hasn't been copycatted that way. And that's the weirdness to me. Guy said, dude, you guys are talking about this, and I heard one of you bring up the Wildcat. It may have been Mike earlier.
Yeah.
Everybody was doing that. We forget. Everybody jumped on board, and they were going to have a guy. Now, they didn't do it as well as Miami, but they had a guy that could do it and run it. But this is not that for some reason. And that is the weirdness for me as teams have not tried to do it
We
as much.
Had Shanahan's wild Sanu.
Yeah.
So Mohamed Sanu did our Wildcat at one point. But, you know, it goes all the way back to Houston Nutt. And, then, of course, you mentioned the Dolphins did it. Bucks Pewter Monkey. It's a great tagline on Twitter. He says, I bet Pete Carroll would have loved to be the genius behind the tush push years ago. He'd have another ring. Yes. Let's go. Beast mode. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Okay, beast mode, you're right there. You get under the center, and we take that direct snap. And Marshawn Lynch, we're going to shove your ass in the end zone as opposed to a slant that the Patriots are going to pick off and win another Super Bowl.
Yeah, push him in.
That's what I'm saying. And the Falcons, as we said, it just, Matt, not like Matt didn't get 4th down quarterback sneaks and conversions, but we weren't great at it. I wouldn't think, like, in the repertoire of Falcon plays over the years, our short and down and distance game was great. No. That's why I'm saying we could have benefited from this play.
Yeah, Mike, I also think that was a function of who's the old coordinator I told you wasn't going to work again? Who was it? The old offensive coordinator.
Oh, Dirk Cutter.
He loved to throw it.
Right. That's finesse on 4th down.
He loved to throw it. On those plays where you could easily have just handed it off and maybe gotten the first down, we're throwing the ball on 3rd and 1, which, again, that's the NFL. But if that becomes your mantra, like that's who you are, then that becomes a problem. So that's what that's why I say, like, the Eagles, we know what they are. And their personality, we do not know what the Falcons' personality is going to be yet.
Right.
We thought last year we did. We don't. Eagles are, we're going to do this, and good luck stopping us.
Right. And they've got a nice blend of run because of Saquon Barkley's the best running back pound for pound.
Correct.
Right now. You've got great wide receivers. And, look, you could argue that Jalen Hurts sometimes is a little streaky, but he certainly was good when it mattered most. So that's a hell of a team. Sirianni, we talked yesterday, you brought up, got his contract extension.
The thing about Jalen, too, and we're just talking about all this stuff because, again, the owner's committee, and or should I say the owner's meetings going on up there in Minneapolis, and a lot of stuff coming out of this. And you know, again, it's interesting because we're at a point now where the next big thing we'll be talking about, guys, is like OTAs, mandatory minicamp, where everybody's at camp. And, you know, it's the first time we get a chance to see our full team. And then we're going to be talking about training camp before you know it. I mean, it's the end of May and we're about to be in June. End of July is when training camp starts. So, but Mike, real quick, I was going to say, you know, Jalen, guys, He threw the ball on average about 20 times a game in the playoffs. He didn't have to throw it 40 times a game.
Now you got Saquon Barkley.
And that's the thing. But maybe that's part of what we want to do with Michael Penix.
Play action. See, that's remember how you and I, how confused we were of that first game against Pittsburgh? Like, what are we doing? Why is Kirk Cousins? Why are we in the shotgun? What the hell is going on? We thought we were going to be living with play action pass because Kirk is really good at it. And that was something Zach still didn't do enough of it, even when we were winning. But this is one with Michael Penix. He's good in play action. Matter of fact, I'd be curious to watch how much we see him doing that when we get to be up at camp and looking forward to it.
No reason to hide it, Zach.
Zach, I mean, Michael Penix play action with Bijan. I mean, that should be gold, baby. Yeah. Gold, Jerry, gold.
Should be. Hey, man, coming up, Yeah Man, No Man's on the way, 4 o'clock hour. We got to talk about what's going on around college football, and we will, including one former Georgia quarterback saying, I don't think he's that good. Wait till you hear that. 4 o'clock, it's on the way, but next, it's Yeah Man.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No Man. Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Want to remind you, third annual Father's Day dinner is coming. And we want you to join us, guys, Friday, June 13th at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar, perimeter location. And we're going to celebrate Father's Day with you. Go to 92.9thegame.com, click on the contest page, and tell us why you want to treat your dad or that someone special to dinner with us, the staff, guys. We're all going to be there. And, again, it doesn't have to be You know, your kid, it could be your grandfather, your coach, anyone that's important in your life. Go to the contest page. Make sure you check it out. It's presented by Atlanta Motor Speedway, where NASCAR returns June 28th for the Quaker State 400, available at Walmart, and brought to you by Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Eat, drink, and good times. 929thegame.com. Check it out. Hey, coming up 4 o'clock hour, we got a lot more to get to. Braves last night just didn't look good. Spencer Strider really didn't give us an opportunity like I thought he would in his return. 4 innings pitched, Mike, and we'll dive into that. And tonight it's A.J. Smith-Sharper, who's been really good for the Braves so far, right, especially in the month of May. So we'll get into all of that. Right now it's time for Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former captain of the football team and the ultimate team leader.
Say what again? Say what again?
From New Jersey, he's lived coast to coast.
Yeah.
He gives rapid-fire questions to great youth coach motivators.
You ain't first. Last.
It's Damian Day-Day Lewis.
It's hump day, y'all. We almost there. We're almost there.
I tell Carl, it's funny. I don't know where it is, Carl. You're coming from the north. I'm coming from the south. I just think midweek, people are more aggravated. I don't know what it's at. Everybody was angry on 85 coming up to work today.
Which is strange because we're at the point where school's getting out.
You're right.
You know
right.
what I mean? Should be less traffic on the road. So it should be people. And the weather was great today. Like that nice springy
right.
breeze.
I was driving like Brad Wesley in the beginning of Roadhouse. Life is but a dream. Had the top down. You're like, you want to go? Go right ahead, man. Take it.
Right. All right, guys. Here we go. So regardless of how you feel about this young lady, me personally, I'm not a Swiftie. I'm not a Taylor Swift. Nothing against her.
Cut his mic off. I'm joking.
Day-Day, can we talk without getting canceled, Carl? Can we talk without getting canceled?
Cut his mic off.
I think, I think it's pop star, pop music. Kids love it. That's great. Women, I know millions. I know she's got billions of fans. I don't get it either.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
And then everything's not for everyone.
Hush your mouth right now.
However.
You about to get people excited.
No?
Hey, email Day-Day. Day-Day. All right,
listen,
go ahead.
Not a Swiftie. Hashtag not a Swiftie.
Yeah, I'm
listen,
on board.
I ain't scared of the Swifties or the Beehive. I'm
okay.
just kidding.
Yeah. No, don't go there.
I'm just kidding. All right, all jokes aside, Michael Strahan believes that Taylor Swift is one of the best things to have happened to the NFL. Yeah, man, no man. I know there was a lot about her bringing young female eyes to the game and things of that nature. But yeah, man, no, man. Would you agree with Strahan that she's probably one of the best things to happen to the NFL within the last two seasons?
This is a hard one for me, Mike. Not because I don't believe what he's saying. It'd be true. But I was watching before Taylor Swift, and I'll be watching after Taylor Swift.
Right.
And so it's a hard one for me because that is not why I tune in. I know there are people, sometimes my wife is one of these people.
Right.
We go to events and she's like, people watching and wants to see what stars are there and who's here and what entertainers are showing up. And that's cool. But that's not why I watch football. So if it's brought more people to the game because they love Taylor Swift, I'm all for it. It's great. It's the best game out there. But for me personally, it's not going to affect whether I pay more attention or not. So that's why I said, but I don't disagree with Strahan because you probably had millions of people, her
right.
fan base,
mm-hmm.
who could care less about the Kansas City Chiefs or the NFL, and now they do.
Right.
To Strahan's point, I mean, you're getting, and we always said, and Carl brought it up, the casual fan. And that's kind of a nebulous term for people who listen to sports talk radio.
Right.
Generally, you wouldn't be listening. I'm granted you listen because we're super entertaining and we're the guys you want to have a beer with.
Keep going.
But and we're number one here in Atlanta.
Keep going.
And we're awesome, and you're awesome too for listening to us. But you are sports fans. The casual fan. That when I say casual fan, I automatically think the people at my Super Bowl party. You know, the wife of my buddy who's an air traffic controller who works for a living, doesn't have all the time to spend time on sports like we do, you know, or maybe somebody who's, you know, maybe it's an empty nester. I don't know. But, you know, moms with kids know who Taylor Swift is, too. They're the Chiefs are on. I may see Taylor Swift. Does it mean they're going to watch the Chiefs? It certainly adds to the viewing experience, and there's more intrigue, certainly, about a game or a playoff game, Super Bowl especially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it helps. It builds the brand.
One of my daughter's first concerts, she's like 5 or 4. And to your point about moms, all the moms wanted to go because this is before like Taylor became Taylor.
Right.
This is, we're going back, you know, 15, maybe not that, maybe 15 years ago or 14, something like that. But she's big.
Right.
She's, you know, she's blowing up, but she's not doing Taylor like now. And the point is all the moms somehow at the schools like, hey, we're going to go. And they all chipped in and they all took their little, you know, their girls.
Right.
But all those moms have grown up with Taylor Swift. Right. And to your point, those are the people that are watching. I don't know if it's the kids, per se, mm-hmm. but the moms. Because Taylor's, she's mid-30s. Yeah. I mean, it's like Taylor's not, a, you know, she's not some 19-year-old anymore. So, but I agree with Michael Strahan and his point about it being good for football. I do think it's been good for football. And by the way, Mike and I have said this during the season, and for those who don't listen every day, we don't care how many times they show them. Did you care about how many times they showed Giselle?
No.
We've said this time and time again.
I said this to Carl. I mean, it could be. I mean, do you get like turned off if it's a Browns game and they show some fat slob with his shirt off in the dog pound? It's gonna ruin your viewing experience.
Right, right. True.
Who cares?
All right. Well, there it is.
Right.
I'm still not scared of the Swifties.
Better watch your mouth.
All right, moving on. TNT says they have plans to mic up French Open players during practices and then coaches during their matches, which me personally, I've gotten into tennis a lot more of late. I really like the young kid. What is it? Alcaraz?
Yes.
I love watching him play. Great young man. But yeah, man, no man. Them adding this element. If it does well, and then maybe they continue to add it to other tennis events, can help grow the game.
Well, look, this is such an intimate sport, right? It's a mano a mano. Like you don't have a team. Whatever comes out of your mouth is whatever you're thinking at that moment.
Right.
I think for me, Mike, I love that they mic guys up during the All-Star game, Major League Baseball mm-hmm. All-Star game. Mm-hmm. It's the best. They take you on the field. These guys are literally in the outfield. Yeah, and they're talking.
Right.
It makes it so appealing in a way that we don't get. So right. if it does this for the French Open, great. I'm all for a better experience, man. Like, eventually we're going to have goggles on and watch whatever we want, and we'll be at the arena.
Right.
So I'm fine with micing these guys up.
I get a kick. You ever watch Portland? I know it's been years since it was funny and it was on TV. Remember Portlandia on IFC?
I do.
You ever see that? Mm-hmm. And they had this thing for older people, like, for instance, my wife and my age now, we're in our 50s, and you love live music, but you don't want to deal with the crowd. So they had this virtual concert experience. So they had, like, these drones that are flying
around.
And you're wearing, like, this giant, like, ball of like a dark helmet in Spaceballs, and your drone flies around and experiences the music festival.
Right.
And one of the girls' drones cut off a guy's man bun. But anyway, no, I'm with you. I mean, this is all part of the experience. Now I'm into reality, not virtual reality, right. But it does seem to enhance a lot of people's experience.
Yeah, I think it'd be kind of cool for tennis, especially again hearing some more from the coaches. Because the players we kind of get to hear because they're the mics when they're going off on the officials about line calls and things of that nature. We kind of get to hear some of that, but having the coaches involved, I think, is pretty cool too.
To expand on this a little bit, I was flying back from Texas to Atlanta last weekend, and there was the guy sitting next to me, and he had on just these dark I thought they were dark shades, but every time the flight attendant walked by and was asking, you know, do you want anything, do you need anything or whatever, he would be in the zone, and then all of a sudden she'd have to like tap him on the shoulder, and he'd like, oh, and then he'd take his glasses off. He was watching something in these but they weren't goggles. They didn't cover his whole face. They looked like regular sunglasses. And I realized, I was like, are you watching a movie or something? He was like, yeah. It was the coolest thing because it looked like regular sunglasses.
Right.
But then he had his tablet, which was sending the signal. And I don't know what it's called. Maybe you guys know out there because I didn't ask him. But his tablet was in his lap, but it was sending like this signal. He's watching whatever he's watching in his glasses and then, you know, had his ears in. And was totally in his own world. Like, and I just thought he had sunglasses on. But to your point, like, Mike, it's happening. It's where we're going.
I got to be honest. Carl has been with me now 11 years. We're going together. And I got on the show. And Carl laughs because I'm always, even before we did the show together, Carl used to laugh. You got to embrace the technology. I drag my feet on the tech.
Yeah.
And then I'll go, no, 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 no. And then I get it. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Right.
You know, and so, but that's, I just don't want to look like that. What was the Spielberg movie, Ready Next Player? Ready Player One.
Yes.
I just don't want to be that guy. I love to be in the real world. You know, real quick, sidebar, one thing this at the race down in Miami this last time, everybody's got their phones out for the first lap. I have my phone in my pocket.
Yeah,
I'm going to experience the race and not be, you know, because when the hell am I going to, I'm going to come back home and go, Carl, you want to see what the first lap looked like? No, you don't give a crap.
Don't care.
So be in the moment, man.
Be in the moment. Take it all in here. All right, last thing, and this is for all our brothers out there, our brethren out there. Guys, you ever just, you know, you ever want to just, you know, not feel good, and you're not feeling good, and you just want to say to your wife that you're not feeling good, and when you say it to her, you don't want a response like this.
This is sad. very sad only.
Or, you know, you're in pain. You're like, babe, I'm in pain and just, I don't know what's wrong. Do you not want a response like this?
You're like a baby making noise, don't know what to do.
Yeah, man, no, man. Women seem to be superior when it comes to pain tolerance and illness and make us men feel like we can't tolerate things.
Yeah, man. It's not even close.
Yeah. I get no empathy from Becky on pain. None.
Yeah, it's not even close. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know why God did this. We're supposed to be like the tougher. Right. It's not true. Women are genuinely speaking across the board. Everybody's different pain tolerance. But my experience has been like my pain tolerance compared to the women in my life. It's not even close. Like, right. I'm a wimp. You know what I mean? Compared to what they're able to experience.
Well, I mean, look, none of us can ever understand the pain of childbirth.
Right.
Before Bill Cosby was canceled, and rightly so, we all know what happened. Right. But when his old stand-up routine, he talked about his wife saying, like, you have no idea what this feels like. Take your lower lip and pull it over the top of your head.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it just... Yeah, there's certain things that, you know, I would say, yeah, when I start complaining about my back or my knees, I know my wife's just rolling around. Take an Advil.
Yeah. Well, and I bring it up because, as you guys see, I have this warmer on my neck. The other night.
Hurt?
Yeah.
I thought somebody came at you with a
blade.
Yeah,
no, I slept bad the other night, a couple nights ago.
You was on the couch?
And no, just my wife has a lot of pillows.
Oh, okay.
I just got caught up sleeping on too many pillows. But anyway, last night.
Is that all that happened?
What kind of pillows are we talking about? These are these sex pillows?
Why do you notice he just keeps glossing over the fact? Well, she's got a lot of pillows.
She's just got a lot of pillows.
I mean, that's how you hurt your neck.
That's how I hurt my neck.
I heard Day-Day. Day-Day said he fell asleep in a sex swing, Carl. I know what I heard.
But last night, the pain was really bad. Like, I couldn't lay down. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. I can't even lay down,
that's
right?
The worst. It's the
so
worst.
So finally, the meds kick in. I'm able to lay down, go to sleep. Wake up this morning. She's like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, you know, my neck just bothered me real. Well, why didn't you say anything? And I'm looking at her like, why would I say anything when all you would say is?
Yeah.
You know, like, you're a baby. You know,
like a baby making noise, don't know what to do.
So what's the point in saying anything to you?
Honestly, like, that's where, I mean, because like... I go to the chiropractor and I'm like, I got to get to the chiropractor. You're right. Don't even complain to your wife because first of all, they don't care.
Right.
But and again, based on what they've gone through, if they've had a baby, for instance, they don't want to know about it.
They don't want to know anything. That's all I got, guys.
That's funny.
Good stuff.
That's true though. You're right. I should just take that. Don't even bother. Take it out of my lexicon of conversation with my wife. No point.
I'm not big on blood. I'm not like so even shots, like I'm that dude that I have to turn my head and nurses clown me all the time. They're like, we got to give you a shot, and I'm like, and then they go, are you afraid? Yes, I am afraid. You're afraid of this little needle? Put that needle away. Do not put it in my face. I do not want to see how big the needle is. I am that guy. Like, I don't even want to deal with that. And I'll be honest with you guys. You want to hear something really funny? I'll also wear that thing they wrap around when they take blood from you. Yeah. It'll be on there for like 2 days because I don't want to take it off.
You're afraid it's going to spurt like a geyser from an oil well.
Yes. And Michelle will go, it's time to take that off. I'm like, it's been 3 days. I don't know. I gotta wait.
Thank God I lost weight. When I used to go for my blood test day, they were like, I was like a pincushion. The nurse is like, I've been having a hard time finding a vein.
That's the worst, by the way.
And thank God. Now, I got a little more vascular since I dropped some LBs, but thank you. Because, I mean, you literally be like, I'm like, no, ow, ow, ow. Yeah, oh, it's the worst.
I don't like it. All right, man, coming up, former Georgia quarterback says he doesn't believe that this up-and-coming quarterback is going to be the number one pick. We'll talk about that. Oh. Very interesting stuff. Coming your way next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact.
No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. We'll be right back.